The grace of our Lord Christ Jesus be with you. The winnowing fork is in his hand to gather wheat and to burn chaff. And he went around preaching good news. Well, that's what the Bible says. If that's good news, what is bad news? I remember some years ago, I think I've actually told this little story to some of you. We were going to have guests at our home, and when son John came home, I was going on an errand, and all I said to him was, "Put in the pot roast." A couple hours later, I came home, and I could see immediately from his eyes that an eschatological moment had arrived. There was no pot roast in the oven. And in 15 minutes or so, the guests were to arrive. I think heaven's better than hell, and I'm quite sure that pot roast is better than pizza. And so we had pizza. But it did not go well for son John. Words of judgment cascaded around his ears, and a certain purgatorial punishment ensued. How much worse when you see the Son of God coming on clouds of glory? I think there is a temptation in Advent to romanticize his comings. This judgment announcement is at least in this season surrounded also by his coming on a humble donkey, his coming in a small manger, and it's easy to romanticize it. In fact, I have never seen a card, at least I don't think I have, that depicts winnowing forks and the burning of chaff. It just doesn't seem like a greeting. But Advent, my friends, confronts us with the seriousness of the coming of God. When Luther proclaimed the gospel and the law as a confrontation before the face of God, he forced us to contemplate the reality of looking into the divine eye and seeing there his judgments. What shall we do? Is the constant refrain of this text. In the face of judgment proclamation and announcement, there is this inquisitive quest. What then am I to do? And there is, in fact, the implicit answer, precisely nothing. It's not for naught that the text moves on to a proclamation of judgment upon one who is not us. He will be baptized himself with the Spirit. That comes next in the text. and he will baptize with spirit and fire. But his baptism is not simply some paradigm that we are to follow, nor is it simply an example that we are to imitate. It is precisely our being baptized. Because in this one baptized, God has placed upon him our sins. So that in him, this judgment of winnowing and the burning of chaff takes place. Is there a larger fire of the divine wrath than the cry of God being away and absent? Oh God, why have you forsaken me? Here is the judgment of sin and the revelation of man apart from God. And there is the image of the advent of judgment. Words of our judgment confront us only then if we are apart from this one in whom for us was judged. So it's not by accident that after the story of his baptism, there is a genealogy stretching back to Adam, as if to say, in this one judged for us, there is a new beginning, a new history of redeemed humanity that also has a head named Adam, as it were, Jesus, the new man. And that if you are baptized into his baptism, you receive also in him freedom from your own judgment. But let's remember that Advent confronts us with him who is the judgment of God and our redemption. If we are apart from him, he is judge. If we are with him, he is Savior. This encompassing reality of the man Christ cannot be forgotten. His advent confronts us with the choice of faith, which Christ finally do you want? And so the church invites, cajoles, exhorts, proclaims the coming of Christ as the one in whom the wrath of God is assuaged, and in whom then there is the light of his redemption. John, or this evangelist, quote this Isaianic passage. Crooked shall become straight, and rough places level. I think it speaks of us. Rough and crooked, as the fathers would say, like a serpentine tempter whose shape we have adopted as our own. And so throughout, we make the sign of the Holy Cross at the time of our absolution and confession and our confession of faith, and when we receive his body and blood, that we might be configured to a different shape. The shape of the cross of the Son of God. Advent confronts us with this shape, the one who is baptized into his own death as the revelation of the new spiritual life which he vouchsafes for us. May, as we move toward Christmas through this Advent, remember that the babe in the cradle is Almighty God, who from the bosom of the Heavenly Father came forth, that he for us might live and die for us, that we might live and die for him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.